Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauds bravery of CRPF personnel, says their valour will live on in nation's history. Supreme Court to resume hearing pleas challenging constitutional validity of Waqf Amendment Act 2025. India's smartphone export touched record 2 lakh crore rupees in last fiscal, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. UN Trade and Development Report says India expected to remain fastest growing major economy with a 6.5% growth rate in 2025. Markets surge by over 1.5% in afternoon trade. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and his American partner Ben Shelton to play men's doubles quarterfinal of Bavarian International Championships in Munich, Germany today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today reiterated that Naxalism will be completely eradicated from the country by the 31st of March next year, and CRPF Jawans will play the most important role in this. The Home Minister was addressing the function of the 86th Foundation Day of CRPF in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh this morning. Mr. Shah said the country's resolve to completely get rid of Naxalism will be fulfilled on the strength of their indomitable courage. He said the soldiers of Cobra Battalion are doing unprecedented work in making the country Naxal-free.
चाहे कश्मीर की वादियों में आतंकवाद फैलाने वाले नापाक इरादे रखने वाले आतंकियों के सामने जूझना हो, चाहे पूर्वोत्तर में शांति प्रस्तापित करने के लिए हमेशा तैनात रहना हो, और सबसे बड़ी बात पशुपति टू तिरुपति का एक हौसला रखने वाले दुर्दांत नक्सलियों को आज चार जिलों में सिमट कर रख देना, इस सारे कारनामों में हमारे सीआरपीएफ के जवानों का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Paying homage to the sacrifice of the immortal martyrs of the country, Mr. Shah said the saga of bravery of the martyrs of the security forces will be written in golden letters in history. The Home Minister praised the families of all the martyred CRPF Jawans.
CRPF की स्थापना से अब तक 2264 जवानों ने अपना सर्वोच्च बलिदान देश की सुरक्षा के लिए दिया है, और वो सभी 2264 शहीदों के परिवार जनों को मैं कहना चाहता हूं कि आज देश 2047 में सर्वोच्च बनने की दिशा में आगे बढ़ रहा है, उसमें आपके परिवार जनों के ये बलिदान का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है. जबकि देश की आजादी की शताब्दी का सुवर्ण ग्रंथ लिखा जाएगा, सबसे पहले ये अमर शहीदों की वीरता की गाथा सुवर्णमयी अक्षरों से लिखी जाएगी.
On the occasion, the Home Minister inspected the parade, honoured the Jawans with gallantry awards and paid tribute at the Shaheed Sthal. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and DG CRPF also attended the programme. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India's defence sector is moving ahead on the path of self-reliance and is also strengthening its potential of defence exports in the world. Speaking at the inaugural session of Defence Conclave Force of the Future in New Delhi, he said the primary focus of the government is to enhance the capabilities of the defence sector.
हमारा लक्ष्य है भारत को एक ऐसा देश बनाना जो न केवल अपनी रक्षा जरूरतें खुद पूरी कर सके बल्कि दुनिया की जरूरतों को भी पूरा करने में पूरा सहयोग कर सके. मेक इन इंडिया फॉर द वर्ल्ड, इस विजन के साथ भी हम लोग काम कर रहे हैं. आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बड़ी महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने के लिए तैयार है, और आज भारत का डिफेंस सेक्टर जहां सेल्फ रिलायंस के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़ रहा है, वहीं ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन्स को भी रेजिलिएंट बनाने में बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाने को तैयार है.
The Defence Minister said the Narendra Modi government has also focused on modernization of the armed forces. Mr. Singh added that to further promote self-reliance in the defence sector, the ministry has declared the year 2025 as the year of reforms. The Supreme Court will resume hearing today on the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 after the Centre requested more time to respond to three key questions raised by the bench yesterday. The three-judge bench of Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Justices P.V. Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan yesterday paused its planned interim order while hearing a batch of petitions challenging the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The court asked Solicitor General Tushar Mehta, appearing for the centre, on how Waqf by user can be disallowed, as many will not have requisite documents to get such Waqfs registered. CJI Khanna also expressed concern over the violence that has broken out in West Bengal against the amendments to the Waqf Act. In West Bengal, Leader of Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari of the BJP has demanded an NIA investigation in the Murshidabad violence case. The party also demanded compensation for those who were affected by the violence over the Waqf Amendment Act. BJP State President Sukanta Mojumdar said the houses and shops which were damaged in the violence should be repaired by the state government. He also said the Mamata Banerjee-led government should give 5 lakh rupees as compensation to each affected family. India's smartphone export has reached a record level of 2 lakh crore rupees in the last fiscal. Smartphones have emerged as India's largest export in the first 10 months of the last financial year. This was stated by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav in a social media post. He said in 2013-14, the country's smartphone exports were ranked 167th and now it has reached the number one position. He added that the government had launched a production-linked incentive scheme for smartphones in 2020, marking a pivotal moment for this sector. The minister said lakhs of new jobs have been created, especially for women in the sector. The Select Committee of the Lok Sabha on the new Income Tax Bill 2025 is holding a meeting at the Parliament House in New Delhi. The 31-member panel is headed by BJP MP Bejayant Panda. The committee will submit its report on the first day of the monsoon session of Parliament. The Income Tax Bill 2025 aims at consolidating and amending the law relating to income tax. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is questioning Robert Vadra, the husband of senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, for the third consecutive day today in connection with a money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. He is being questioned at the ED office in New Delhi. The case is related to purchase of a land in Gurugram by Mr. Vadra's company. BJP today asserted that strongest war has been waged against corrupts and corruption, referring to ED questioning of Robert Vadra, the husband of Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that Vadra had done rampant corruption and he was protected by the previous Congress government. He said around 700% profit was earned in just 4 months in this land deal, which is under scanner.
An objection on the file on the application made by Robert Vadra's company, Skylight Hospitality, was raised by the officials of Huda, stating that this company does not possess the financial capability and the technical capability and is thus ineligible. License nahi milna chahiye.
Mr. Bhatia rejected the allegations of the Congress that the action in the land deal and in the National Herald case are political vendetta. In Bihar, a crucial meeting of the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance in view of the upcoming state assembly elections is being held in Patna. All 6 constituents of the opposition alliance will attend the meeting convened at the RJD office. Our correspondent reports that all the 6 constituents of the opposition alliance are attending the meeting at the RJD office. Apart from discussing seat sharing and identifying mutual seats, the leaders of the Grand Alliance are also likely to brainstorm over the chief ministerial candidate. In Punjab, the procurement of wheat crop has started. As of now, over 4 lakh metric ton LMT has already arrived in various mandis in the state, out of which more than 3.2 LMT has been procured. As the state is expecting a bumper 124 LMT crop this season, concerned authorities have directed all concerned to ensure foolproof arrangements in the mandis. India is expected to remain the fastest-growing major economy with a 6.5% growth rate in 2025, while global growth is seen as marking a shift towards a recessionary path, according to the latest UN Trade and Development Report. More in this desk report.
In the report titled Trade and Development Foresight 2025, India has been listed among the countries that are propelling growth with higher government expenditure and monetary policy stimulus. The report projected China's growth rate at 4.4%, while the US economy is expected to grow at 1%. The growth for the European Union has also been projected at 1%, although France, Germany and Italy are all expected to record below 1% growth. Similarly, Japan's economic growth rate is expected to come down to a mere 0.5%. With Sudhir Yadav, Vishnu PS, News Desk.
U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell has warned that Donald Trump's sweeping reciprocal tariff policy is likely to increase inflation, despite the president's earlier promises to lower prices upon taking office. Speaking at an event hosted by the Economic Club of Chicago last night, Powell noted that the announced tariff hikes are significantly larger than expected. He warned that the economic consequences, such as higher inflation and slower growth, are likely to follow.
Tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation. The inflationary effects could also be more persistent. Avoiding that outcome will depend on the size of the effects, on how long it takes for them to pass through fully to prices, and ultimately on keeping longer-term inflation expectations well anchored. Our obligation is to keep longer-term inflation expectations well anchored and to make certain that a one-time increase in the price level does not become an ongoing inflation problem.
Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri is addressing the media on the issue of ED charge sheet against senior Congress leaders. We take you live to the presser.
Originally, dekhiye jab National Herald shuru hua, look at the names of the people who contributed to it. Aur inhone jaake what kind of swindling and money laundering they have converted this thing to. Young India acquired almost all the shareholding of Associated Journals Limited and its properties. 99% of the AJL shares were transferred to Young Indian for ₹50 lakhs only. 99% for 50 lakhs. Even though the value of AJL properties exceeded ₹2,000 crores. Kuch log to ye bhi kehte hain asset chhod 2000 crore ke nahi hai 5000 crore ke hai. जो अपना टैक्स रिटर्न फाइल करते हो ना आप बताओ कि हाँ मेरी प्रॉपर्टी है उसमें इसकी वैल्यू क्या है अगर वैल्यू आपने 1986 में लगाई हो तो इतनी है वो आज करोगे तो बढ़ गई है तो ये देखिए दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ द स्विंडल मैं तो समझता हूँ आपके माध्यम से द मैटर शुड गो आउट और ये जो कांग्रेस वर्कर्स प्रोटेस्ट कर रहे हैं दे शुड डू अ धरना आउटसाइड.
The Indian stock market is witnessing a bull run as both the Sensex and Nifty 50 posted significant intraday gains today. Both indices appear poised to close in the positive territory for the fourth consecutive session. The 30-share Sensex surged over 1.5% to 78,503, while Nifty 50 recorded a rise of 1.5%, reaching 23,862 when reports last came in. In Himachal Pradesh, the weather is likely to remain bad during the next 2 days. The Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rain and hailstorm in 5 districts of the state, including Shimla, on the 18th and 19th of April. In tennis, India's veteran tennis player Rohan Bopanna and his partner Ben Shelton of the United States will be in action at the Bavarian International Championships in Munich, Germany this afternoon. 45-year-old Bopanna and 22-year-old Shelton will face Sander Zeil of Belgium and Jan Zielinski of Poland in the men's doubles quarter-final. In IPL cricket today, host Mumbai Indians will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium from 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauds bravery of CRPF personnel, says their valour will live on in nation's history. Supreme Court to resume hearing pleas challenging constitutional validity of Wakf Amendment Act 2025. India's smartphone export touched record 2 lakh crore rupees in last fiscal, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. UN Trade and Development Report says India expected to remain fastest growing major economy with a 6.5% growth rate in 2025. Markets surge by over 1.5% in afternoon trade. And in tennis, Rohan Bopanna and his American partner Ben Shelton to play men's doubles quarterfinal of Bavarian International Championships in Munich, Germany today. And with that, we end the midday news.